At the sports desk, I am Samuel Gordon. The AFL qualifying final between Geelong and St Kilda gets underway at the MCG shortly. The winner will get a week off, whilst the loser will go on to meet Collingwood next week. Yesterday, Collingwood knocked Adelaide out of the finals with a 31-point victory, and Sydney powered home against North Melbourne, downing the Kangaroos by 35 points to meet the Bulldogs next weekend. In the NRL, the match between the Canberra Raiders and Wooden Spoon contenders the Bulldogs is about to get underway at Canberra Stadium. A win to the Raiders could push them into 6th or 7th spot on the ladder going into the finals, whilst a victory to the Bulldogs would lift them off the bottom of the ladder and force the Raiders into a sudden-death finals match next week. Later today, the Titans vs the Tigers, and tonight the Melbourne Storm host the Rabbitohs. The Storm could land the minor premiership with a large enough victory. Yesterday, the Sea Eagles down the Panthers 34-16, the Warriors had a 28-6 win over the Eels, and the Sharks beat the Cowboys by 6 points. And Australia's Leif Selby has captured the World Champion of Champion Lawn Bowls event in Aberdeen, Scotland, overcoming Welshman Mark Weaver 112-9-3-2-1 in the final. Bringing you the World, Australian Independent Radio News. At the Air Sports Desk, I'm Samuel Gordon. In the NRL, the match between the Canberra Raiders and Wooden Spoon contenders the Bulldogs is underway at Canberra Stadium. A win to the Raiders could push them into 6th or 7th spot on the ladder going into the finals, whilst a victory to the Bulldogs would lift them off the bottom of the ladder and force the Raiders into a sudden-death finals match next week. Later today, the Titans vs the Tigers, and tonight the Melbourne Storm host the Rabbitohs. The Storm could land the minor premiership with a large enough victory. Yesterday, the Sea Eagles down the Panthers 34-16. The Warriors had a 28-6 win over the Eels, and the Sharks beat the Cowboys by 6 points. The AFL qualifying final between Geelong and St Kilda is about to get underway at the MCG. The winner will get a week off, whilst the loser will go on to meet Collingwood next week. Yesterday, Collingwood knocked Adelaide out of the finals with a 31-point victory, and Sydney powered home against North Melbourne, downing the Kangaroos by 35 points to meet the Bulldogs next weekend. And Australia's Leif Selby has captured the World Champion of Champions Lawn Bowls event in Aberdeen, Scotland, overcoming Welshman Mark Weaver 112-9-3-2-1 in the final. Bringing you the World, Australian Independent Radio News. At the Air Sports Desk, I'm Samuel Gordon. A short time ago in the NRL, the Bulldogs were leading the Raiders 16-12 late in the first half. The match between the Titans and the Tigers gets underway shortly, and tonight the Storm hosts the Rabbitohs with the minor premiership on the line for the Storm. Yesterday, the Sea Eagles down the Panthers 34-16, the Warriors had a 28-6 win over the Eels, and the Sharks beat the Cowboys by 6 points. Meanwhile, a lengthy meeting of the Panthers board has decided not to sack coach Matthew Elliott, but give him a chance to face them and plead for his future tomorrow instead. The AFL qualifying final between Geelong and St Kilda is underway at the MCG. The winner joins Hawthorn in getting a rest next week, and the loser faces Collingwood. The other match next week sees the Sydney Swans versus the Western Bulldogs. A bout of chickenpox has ruled Australia's Aaron Chatman out of the long jump competition at the Beijing Paralympics and could threaten his world record in the competition. Chatman has until September 14 to be cleared to compete by doctors, or he'll have to sit out. And in golf, Aaron Baddeley has birdied the final two holes to move within four strokes of the lead after his third round at the PGA Tour event in St. Louis, Missouri. Bringing you the World, Australian Independent Radio News. At the Air Sports Desk, I'm Samuel Gordon. A short time ago in this afternoon's AFL qualifying final, Geelong have surged ahead and were leading St Kilda by 25-6 late in the first quarter. The winner will join Hawthorn in getting a rest next week, and the loser faces Collingwood. The other match next week sees the Sydney Swans versus the Western Bulldogs. A short time ago in the NRL, the Raiders were leading the Bulldogs 28-16 early in the second half, and the Titans and the Tigers were nil all early in the first half. Tonight, the Storm hosts the Rabbitohs with the minor premiership on the line for the Storm. Meanwhile, a lengthy meeting of the Panthers board has decided not to sack coach Matthew Elliott, but to give him a chance to face them and plead for his future tomorrow instead. A bout of chickenpox has ruled Australia's Aaron Chatman out of the long jump competition at the Beijing Paralympics and could threaten his world record in the sport. Chatman has until September 14 to be cleared to compete by doctors, or he'll have to sit out. And in golf, Aaron Baddeley has birdied the final two holes to move within four strokes of the lead after his third round at the PGA Tour event in St. Louis, Missouri. Bringing you the World, Australian Independent Radio News. At the Ayers Sports Desk, I'm Samuel Gordon. A short time ago in this afternoon's AFL qualifying final, Geelong were in control and leading St Kilda by 38-14 in the second quarter. The winner joins Hawthorn in getting a rest next week and the loser faces Collingwood. The other match next week sees the Sydney Swans versus the Western Bulldogs. A short time ago in the NRL, the Raiders were leading the Bulldogs by 18 points, 46-28 midway through the second half, a large enough margin for them to avoid a sudden death final next week. In the other match, the Tigers were 12-0 up on the Titans halfway through the first half. Tonight, the Storm versus the Rabbitohs in Melbourne to finish the Premiership season. In boxing, Australia's Michael Katsidis has suffered a split decision loss to Juan Diaz in their fight for the IBO lightweight world title in Houston. And in cricket, Mike Hussey has put family second by backing Simon Kadich to retain his spot in Australia's Test cricket team. With Andrew Simons unlikely to tour India this month, a spot could open up for David Hussey as an attacking middle-order batsman and part-time spinner. Mike Hussey is hopeful Simons will return, but if not, he believes Kadich should get the nod. Bringing you the World, Australian Independent Radio News. At the Ayers Sports Desk, I'm Samuel Gordon. At halftime in the AFL qualifying final at the MCG, Geelong were well and truly in control, but not particularly accurate, leading St Kilda by 32 points, 7-10-52-3-2-20. The winner will join Hawthorn in getting a rest next week, and the loser meets Collingwood. The other match next week sees the Sydney Swans versus the Western Bulldogs. A short time ago in the NRL, the Tigers were 18-6 up on the Titans early in the second half. Earlier, the Raiders defeated the Bulldogs by 18 points at Canberra Stadium, 52-34. The win puts the Raiders into sixth spot on the ladder, avoiding a sudden death final next week and giving the Bulldogs the wooden spoon for the year. Tonight, the Storm versus the Rabbitohs in Melbourne to finish the Premiership season. The Storm need to win by 27 points to secure the minor Premiership. Paralympic swimmers set 5 world records during heats on the first morning of the Beijing Games. Australia took one of them, courtesy of 21-year-old Peter Leek in the 100-metre butterfly. The Socceroos upset the Netherlands 2-1 in a friendly in the Dutch city of Eindhoven. It's an encouraging result ahead of the midweek World Cup qualifier against Uzbekistan. And in boxing, Australia's Michael Katsidis has suffered a split decision points loss to Juan Diaz in their fight for the IBO World Lightweight title in Texas. Bringing you the World, Australian Independent Radio News. At the Ayers Sports Desk, I'm Samuel Gordon. A short time ago in the AFL qualifying final at the MCG, Geelong had streaked out to an almost insurmountable lead, leading St Kilda by 52 points, 21-14-86-5-4-34, approaching three-quarter time. The winner of the match will join Hawthorn in getting a week off, and the loser meets Collingwood next week. The other match next week sees the Sydney Swans clash with the Western Bulldogs. A short time ago in the NRL, the Tigers were 28-6 up on the Titans late in the second half. Earlier, the Raiders defeated the Bulldogs by 18 points at Canberra Stadium, 52-34. The win puts the Raiders into sixth spot on the ladder, avoiding a sudden death final next week and giving the Bulldogs the wooden spoon for the year. Tonight, the Storm versus the Rabbitohs in Melbourne to finish the Premiership season. The Storm need to win by 26 points to secure the minor Premiership. Paralympic swimmers set 5 world records during heats on the first morning of the Beijing Games. Australia took one of them, courtesy of 21-year-old Peter Leek in the 100-metre butterfly. The Socceroos upset the Netherlands 2-1 in a friendly in the Dutch city of Eindhoven. It's an encouraging result ahead of the midweek World Cup qualifier against Uzbekistan, and in boxing, Australia's Michael Katsidis has suffered a split decision points loss to Juan Diaz in their fight for the IBO World Lightweight title in Texas. Bringing you the World, Australian Independent Radio News. At the Ayers Sports Desk, I'm Samuel Gordon. A short time ago in the AFL qualifying final at the MCG, Geelong were set to romp in over St Kilda. Approaching full time, the Cats were leading St Kilda by 68 points, 17-17-119-7-9-51. Geelong will now join Hawthorn in getting a break next week, while St Kilda will meet Collingwood and the Sydney Swans clash with the Western Bulldogs. In the NRL, the Storm versus the Rabbitohs in Melbourne tonight for the last match of the regular season. The Storm need to win by 26 points to secure the minor premiership. This afternoon, the Raiders defeated the Bulldogs by 18 points at Canberra Stadium, 52-34. The win puts the Raiders into sixth spot on the ladder, avoiding a sudden death final next week and giving the Bulldogs the wooden spoon for the year. And the Tigers were too good for the Titans, defeating them 28-12 on the Gold Coast. Paralympic swimmers set 5 world records during heats on the first morning of the Beijing Games, with Australia getting one of them. Slovakia are the early leaders on the medal tally. The Socceroos upset the Netherlands 2-1 in a friendly in the Dutch city of Eindhoven, and rain has pushed the US Open Tennis Championships to their first Monday finish since 1987. The women's final between Serbia's Jelena Jankovic and American Serena Williams will be played tonight our time, with the men's final to be played on Tuesday morning. Bringing you the World, Australian Independent Radio News. At the Air Sports Desk, I'm Samuel Gordon. Geelong have romped in over St Kilda in their AFL qualifying final at the MCG by 58 points, 17-17-119 to 8-13-61. Geelong will now join Hawthorn in getting a break next week, while St Kilda will meet Collingwood and the Sydney Swans clash with the Western Bulldogs. In the NRL, the Storm versus the Rabbitohs in Melbourne tonight for the last match of the regular season. The Storm need to win by 26 points to secure the minor premiership. This afternoon, the Raiders defeated the Bulldogs by 18 points at Canberra Stadium, 52-34. The win puts the Raiders into 6th spot on the ladder, avoiding a sudden death final next week and giving the Bulldogs the wooden spoon for the year. And the Tigers were too good for the Titans, defeating them 28-12 on the Gold Coast. Paralympic swimmers set 5 world records during heats on the first morning of the Beijing Games, with Australia getting one of them. Slovakia are the early leaders on the medal tally. The Socceroos upset the Netherlands 2-1 in a friendly in the Dutch city of Eindhoven, and rain has pushed the US Open Tennis Championships to their first Monday finish since 1987. The women's final between Serbia's Jelena Jankovic and American Serena Williams will be played tonight our time, with the men's final to be played on Tuesday morning. Bringing you the World, Australian Independent Radio News.